Late afternoons with Travis Dodge, the day before the big country night at Trails West, which of course is tomorrow night, downtown St. Joe Civic Center Park.
Yay!
It is Trails West with Farewell Angelina. They're going to be there.
And
ladies, I want to know from you the very latest, what you guys are up to, maybe some stuff that's in the works that we don't know about. Do you care to share anything?
Yes. Okay, so Travis, this is Nicole. We are so excited. We just recorded an EP. It released July the 15th. We've been working with a guy named Keith Siegel, and he produced Zach Brown, Alan Jackson, Craig Campbell, Darius Rucker, just a slew of folks, and he's been working with our band. And so we just recorded our first EP, and we are gearing up for a very, very exciting fall. Jumping around, you know, kind of different states. We're going to be kind of back out on radio tour in support of the music, and we have a lot of fantastic things on the horizon. So,
very cool. Sounds like you guys have a lot going on. And so what's the best way for fans, you know, especially maybe somebody that comes out to Trails West on Saturday night and they're like, hey, you know what? I like this Farewell Angelina. What's the best way for them to keep up with you guys and your music and everything? Is it on your website? Is it Facebook? Or are you guys more Twitter users, Instagram? What do you guys go for to really communicate with the fans and get that word out there on what you're up to?
We are on all sites. So website is farewellangelinamusic.com. Facebook is just Farewell Angelina. Instagram is Farewell Angelina Band. And Twitter is Farewell A Music.
Okay, all right. So you're on all those platforms there. That is so cool because it makes it so much easier for people to be able to keep up with the very latest news, information, and music as well that you guys are cranking out. Farewell Angelina is here with us. I have to ask you guys before we let you go, and of course we'll see you tomorrow night at Trails West. We're super looking forward to it. With a group, even if it's like a duo or a trio or a group with several members as you guys have, it has to be a challenge for everybody to stay kind of happy and okay with everybody and, you know, to all kind of work together as a group. What's you guys' secret to success in doing that?
This is Lisa. I would say that we all work really well together, and we had quite a bit of time on the road, the four of us, before we signed our record deal, so we kind of knew how to handle each other, and we really like each other.
That helps.
And that's incredibly helpful. Like, I love spending time with these girls, and we have a lot of fun when we're on the road. There's lots of jokes. The girls are all kind of history buffs, so we tell, like, history stories, or if we've got a chance, we do some little field trips, and we all love, like, antique furniture. There's just, we have a lot in common outside of music. And I think that holds us together, but we also try to just keep respect at the foundation. That's the root of everything, and it kind of all branches out from there.
One last question, and then I will let you go. What's the one thing you can all agree on for a must-have snack or food when it comes to riding on the bus together?
Coffee. Starbucks.
Iced vanilla latte.
Coffee. Starbucks.
Rolling. So basically, it's like everybody up for coffee? Yep, coffee it is. Okay, I gotcha. All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to seeing you tomorrow night.
Same.
We can't wait.
We'll be there Saturday night.
Can't wait.